Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's on. Look, it's on.
Oh, it's on.
It is so on.
Pull up a chair, grab a cold one. Smoke them if you got them. It's time for the Fan Happy Hour.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
Here's your host, Luke Anderson.
Hey, hey, hey! Happy Monday, all you beautiful sports radio listeners. I hope you're having a wonderful start to your week. Let's check in with the most important man, Jeff Rust. What's going on, man?
Not much. We both talked about it earlier this morning. We're both kind of dragging butts a little bit.
No,
today.
I do not. No, I am pumped up for this show because we get to recap everything. I don't drag butts. But into this show, Mr. Rust. I may have been dragging earlier. I may have put in a long weekend. I may have driven up to Seattle and spent an entire Sunday drinking, watching football, watching baseball, consuming, you know, concession stand foods.
Which would explain why you might have been dragging a little butt this morning.
Nope, yeah. Well, maybe this morning. All right. But right now I'm ready to go because here's...
Are you properly caffeinated
here's
now?
The thing. I don't know. I just got to make it through an hour. Our listeners deserve that much from us. So you and I are going to give it to them. So if anybody thinks we're dragging, hey, text in and go, hey, pick up the pace and we'll do it. Because we don't do this show for us. We don't do it for Odyssey. We do it for the listeners. So am I a little bit tired? Sure. Did I go a little hard this weekend? Maybe.
Maybe.
Did I get home very late last night and come? By God, we're going to give a great show today. Are you in with me?
Let's
Are you
do
with
it.
Me? There you go.
Ah,
there you
run
go.
Run through this wall, Luke.
Rubble, 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 rubble.
Did you just go Hamburglar on me?
You're damn right I did. Ooh, hamburger sounds good right now, doesn't it?
Right, yeah,
I can go for that. Hey, we got Monday Night Football tonight.
We do.
So it will settle our little pick'em. If you play Take Your Pick along with this silly little show, then you may or may not know where you stand. But I will tell you right now, by my math, it looks like there are two possible winners. I've got Devin, who has the Chiefs tonight. He right now has a lead over everybody with 7 correct games picked.
Gotcha.
Chiefs win, he wins outright.
Only 7, huh?
Only 7. It was a tough week. There's a couple
Thunderdome this week, man.
There are a couple threes that I am seeing on this sheet.
I feel like
there are three threes. I do not see you with a 3.
Did not fare well.
No, you are doing better than some. I will say that. The other person with a chance to win, Carey, has a chance to win this week. He has 6 right now. He is the only person with 6 correct picks to take your Jacksonville Jaguars.
There we go.
So,
smart man.
Play along at home. Should the Jaguars win, it will go 2 points. It looks like Carey is predicting a high scoring game, 33-36, whereas Devin has 21-17 and the Chiefs. So, there you have it. If you're playing along at home, that's what you're rooting for. Assuming that I did the math correctly,
there were some
upsets for sure this weekend. It was a bonkers weekend of upsets in college football, a bonkers weekend of upsets in the NFL. So having picked incorrectly, shouldn't be that much of a judgment on what you thought, because I think everybody was, you know, of the mind that the Bills were going to win. Everybody was of the mind that Penn State would beat UCLA. UCLA was the only team in major college football that had not had a lead at any point during the season.
And they come out and beat Penn State.
Ugh, Penn State. Boy. Penn State. That was not good.
Yeah, well, they just got beat by Oregon twice.
Yeah, the state of Oregon just done. Well, not exactly.
No, the Ducks beat them twice.
Yeah, well, you could say that, but Nico played great. Yeah. I want to give some credit to UCLA. I want to give some. I don't know what his name is. Justin Neuheisel.
Jerry.
Jimmy.
Yes.
Johnny. Jerry. Jack. Whoever.
Yeah.
Kid had never coached as an offensive coordinator. I'd never been a play caller, and just took Tennessee's scrap heap quarterback who looked like he was going to be awful and turned him into the Heisman candidate that we thought he was last year.
Yeah, and there you go. You look at that. Somebody that's never called plays before, you have nothing on tape as far as tendencies or things that they like to do. And so, yeah.
If you're listening to this and you're associated with any local teams that aren't doing well, firing your coach actually does work. I'll throw that out there. Now, I do need to make an admission. I think most people that listen to the show know this.
Okay.
I did not watch a ton of live sports this weekend on TV because I was busy watching live sports live. So I spent my Sunday at the Seahawks game, and then I walked across the street to the T-Mobile Park and watched the Mariners play their game live, and it was awesome. I actually listened to the entire Mariners game on Saturday night as I drove to Seattle because I was told that there was a bed in a hotel room for me. So I saved myself doing the round trip Sunday.
Ah, there we go.
So I tried to get everything that I needed.
That would have been a long day.
Yeah. I tried to get everything I needed to get done around the house, got the kids placed with someone that we trust so that I could leave town and make it to the thing. So that was my Saturday, was listening to a lot of baseball on the radio and keeping an eye on the football scores. Bonkers day for college football.
Yeah.
But because the Ducks were off, I kind of told myself, I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a weekend off from college football. It doesn't feel like there's a lot of great matchups. Well, it was the ones that weren't great matchups ended up being the great games. But I will say that the Seattle sports weekend, I did not see the result of the Sounders Timbers game. Did you happen to?
I don't. Care.
Perfect. Well, that was it. That was the result of the Timbers-Sounders game, if you missed it. I feel like if you cared about that game, you've already known for 2 days what happened, and you weren't waiting for me to tell you. So I will give that. But that was going on at the same time that game one of the ALDS was going on. That game went to extra innings and was just agony to listen to. So, you know, I mean, you've done this. When you're in the stadium, you're just kind of watching it, taking things as it comes.
Right.
When you're watching it on TV, you get the national broadcast, and you get kind of, especially with baseball now, baseball is kind of funny because it used to be you get a lot of stories. You had plenty of time in between pitches. Mm-hmm. If you've spent any time listening to baseball in the last couple of years, it's very much the product of the pitch clock where everything is sped up. You're getting things a lot quicker.
Yes.
But listening to it on the radio also gives you the benefit of you have your home broadcast team. Right. And they know the matchups, and they are getting into it and how the matchups matter to you. So there's something about listening to that game that was very satisfying and very frustrating.
Now, do they still trade off play-by-play guys like every couple of innings on the Mariners broadcast?
They do, and they have
switch back and forth between the radio and the TV call.
Yeah, they don't have a TV call in the playoffs.
Yep.
So Goldsmith is in the radio booth.
Yes.
So he and Riz and Gary Hill Jr. are all there and doing the broadcast.
Gotcha.
But what was really frustrating was George Kirby pitching against Kerry Carpenter in the fifth inning.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what happened in the game, the Mariners are up 2-0, and I'm sorry, no, they're up 1-0 at the time, and Julio has been absolutely awesome. He has a solo shot. Cal Raleigh has been on base at least a couple times at that point in the game. Kirby has been really good.
Yeah.
The radio broadcast takes the time to go, this is not a great spot for George Kirby. Kerry Carpenter owns George Kirby. Uh-oh. He was, at that point, I think he was 4-for-9, including an earlier bat in the game. I think he was 4-for-9 with 4 home runs.
That'd be all right.
He finished the head-to-head matchup 5-for-10 with 5 home runs, including a 2-run shot. Julio comes back, gets an RBI, and ties the game up. They go to 11. The Mariners can't get it done in the 11th inning. They finally fall 3-2. Great game, and it's just kind of one of those things where I was getting closer and closer to Seattle. Yeah. I was going to go to the hotel, and then my brother meet me there. I'm like, you know what? I'm close enough. I'm just going to go. I was right outside T-Mobile Park. We met for a beer right across the street.
Right on.
And just a somber environment, but nobody was really that discouraged. So then you get to the game on Sunday. Yeah. Again, we had sat through the Seahawks game already, which was disappointing because if you didn't see that, mm-hmm. our guy Geno Wilson bounced the ball off of a defensive lineman's head and threw it right to the linebacker.
Geno Wilson.
Yes, the great Sam Darnold, also known forevermore as Geno Wilson, had an epic game. Him and Sam Darnold were the first two quarterbacks in NFL. I'm sorry, Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield. First two quarterbacks in NFL history to combine for 700 yards.
Wow.
Both threw over 300 yards passing. Both had over 80% completion percentages. First time that's ever happened in an NFL game.
That's crazy.
But it ends, and Sam Darnold is trying to just throw the ball down at the feet of his receivers, just past the line of scrimmage, bounces off defender's helmet, goes right to Levante David, and the Buccaneers finish with 10 straight points, including a last-second field goal, which the entire defense for the Seahawks was slowly whittling away. They started without three key pieces on their defense. They finished the game with missing, I think, five or six pieces on their defense. So it wasn't great. They couldn't stop the Buccaneers when they have the ball late. And, of course, they get the first down, which means they can just take it down to nothing on the clock, kick the field goal. It's good. In the end zone that I'm sitting in. A little bit frustrating. But I will say, if there was one game that the Seattle sports fans, myself, my brother, anybody else, my sister-in-law had come up to one of the games. She's texting us during the game. If they were going to win one game, beating Tarek Skubal, winning with Jorge Polanco, having a great game, but in the biggest moment, what you needed was your stars to come up big. They came up huge in the first game, and you hate to see Cal Raleigh and Julio Rodriguez not be rewarded for being great, but then they get up and they go double-double. And they get the go-ahead run, and the bullpen is able to hold on. Munoz comes out and just absolutely shuts down the Tigers in the ninth after Matt Brash gave up two in the top of the eighth. Bottom of the eighth, Julio doing Julio things. And he has been awesome in this playoff on a national stage. The whole thing is great. So ended up being a great weekend. Obviously, you want to kind of sweep the weekend. Would have been great, but that didn't happen. So you'll take what you can, because all the national reporters, it's fun watching it on TV. And everybody goes, you can't beat Tarek Skubal. Yeah. That was the third time the Mariners beat Tarek Skubal this season.
Going into the weekend, M's fans would have been tickled with a split, a 1-1 result over the weekend,
but they thought it would have been reversed
backwards.
Yep. Yeah. It absolutely did. But the resiliency that you see in this Mariners ball club, I think, is the one thing that you have missed in years past. When they get down, they stay down. This one, they got down, they lost a game that they could have, should have, would have won on Saturday night. And instead of hanging their heads, instead of being tired on a Monday, they said, hey, did I get enough sleep? No. Did I eat healthy at all? No. Did I probably drink a little too much this weekend? Maybe.
Maybe.
But I'm going to do a great show on Monday, because that's what we do on Happy Hour. Let's do In Case You Missed It. All right. In case you missed it, Oregon State fired their special teams coordinator, Jamie Christian, after the team stumbled to an 0-6 start, their worst since 1991, and fixed. Cool. That was all they needed to do. Oregon State kickers have combined to go 3 of 8 on field goals this season, including the Beavers' game-winning field goal attempt that was blocked against Houston. So if they can just get that cleaned up, then all you have to worry about is their lack of effort and discipline on defense, the inability to pressure the other team's quarterback, their offense lacking any creativity and failing to produce results, and cut down on the turnovers. They should be good. It's pretty simple. Just... And it's funny, because I think we talked about this last week. It seems like reports are that they're just waiting to fire Trent Bray to save money, which is the last thing that fans want to hear.
But it's so Beavs.
But there you have it. It is so Beavs. So Beavs. What will they be by the time they get to December? Oh, and
whatever. Yeah.
Not good. If you want some coaching tips, Lakers coach J.J. Redick shared that he focused on self-reflection and journaling in the offseason following his first year as head coach. Dear Diary, I'm so happy the Mavericks gifted us Luka Doncic. The other coaches were already totally jelly that I had LeBron, but now I got Luka too. OMG, they totally died.
Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret.
It's me, Margaret. Did I do the voice good? Florida defeated number 9, Texas, 29-21. Several severely wounding the Longhorns college football playoff odds. Quarterback Arch Manning threw two picks and was sacked six times. Boy, Arch can't see the pass rush coming. He can't see defenders downfield. Maybe it's the time the kid started wearing his Warby Parker glasses during the game. Would that be the...
Good timing for that joke, too, because I literally just looked up to the TV and that ad was playing.
There you go. It's on all the time. Like I gave you that joke before, and I'm like, have you seen it as much as I have? They never stop running that. Anyways, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones may face an NFL fine after being seen giving an obscene single-finger gesture to Jets fans. I don't want to offend Jerry Jones, but isn't that how Jets fans say hi? And finally, in case you missed it, Mark Sanchez is facing level 5 felony battery charge in Indiana over an altercation with a 69-year-old truck driver, an incident in which Sanchez suffered stab wounds. And you always thought that when you heard the name Mark Sanchez, the first thing you would think of would be the butt fumble. So, congratulations. A good sound effect, but also kind of sounds like a stabbing,
right?
Dude, that is the craziest story. And the timeline of the way that I think every sports fan heard the news, which was,
yeah,
Mark Sanchez got stabbed. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I saw that Saturday night, and I was like, wow, that's so weird. And then woke up Sunday morning, I was like, okay, that changed directions quickly.
And then it was Mark Sanchez was arrested. And then the more details that come out, the story gets crazier and crazier. This sound like this was somewhat of an unprovoked attack by Sanchez on this guy in the back alley of a thing. And
who's like 69, 70 years old, by the way.
And he was like just going, hey, back up. He pepper sprayed him, and then Sanchez kept coming after him for some reason. So he ends up stabbing him a couple times. The police in Indiana have said that they have only put these charges in place now because they have enough evidence to do so, and more charges may come. And
Started out as 3 misdemeanors. Now he's got a level 5 felony on
level
there?
Level 5 felony. This, I mean, just out of all the crazy things that happened this weekend, you had a college football team fall in the polls more than all but one team ever. You have NFL teams that had what felt like automatic wins fall. You have the Yankees get just absolutely obliterated in 2 games. None of those even close to the crazy off the field story with Mark Sanchez. So what a bizarre weekend. So let's get to it. Let's talk about the Daily Buzz. We will do it next. It's Happy Hour on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Top headlines, trending topics, and trivial matters that got our attention. It's the Daily Buzz on the Fan Happy Hour.
The Buzz.
The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Here's your host, Luke Anderson.
I'm getting some a new update right now on your Seattle Mariners. Josh Naylor not with the team.
Right.
On baby watch.
Baby watch.
It's not even showing. Of course, he wasn't really with the team this weekend, right?
Dan Wilson says he's taking a personal day.
No, hey, good for it. Hey, that's always one of those things where what would you do as a professional athlete? Baseball is one of those sports that very much affords you to take a day off.
Yeah.
In July, it's October. What are you doing, Naylor? We already talked plenty about the Mariners weekend. It would be nice to see somebody else step up besides Julio, besides Cal Raleigh, and besides Jorge Polanco, but that was enough to get at least one win. And the split, what you need to know, Mariners in Detroit starting tomorrow. That is a 1:08 first pitch. The starters will be Logan Gilbert and Jack Flaherty. The second game in Detroit will be Wednesday at 12:08. Casey Mize will go for Detroit, but it is undecided who will pitch for your Seattle Mariners. So keep an eye on those in the middle of the day. Ignore your work. And, that leads me to a programming note. I will not be here tomorrow or Wednesday. I wish that I could tell you all that I will be in Detroit. I was busy watching those games so that I can't make it to the program, but that is not the case. You will have Jordan Schultz in with Jeff Rust, so you will still get a big Mariners honk sitting here. So Absolutely. you don't have to worry about that. You will have those games most likely being played during this time. It will be critical moments in those games. And as much as I would like to be the one freaking out on the air, I think Mr. Schultz will do a fine job in my stead. So something to look forward to there.
The Buzz.
Seattle Seahawks. We talked about them quite a bit already as well. They fall 38-35 to Tampa Bay yesterday. What's important about the Seahawks, besides watching their injury reports as the week goes on, their opponent is playing tonight. It is the Jacksonville Jaguars when they travel on the 12th to go and take on the Jaguars. So keep an eye on tonight. They will get some short rest. But if you're rooting for the Jags or you're rooting for the Chiefs, either way, you might want to keep an eye on that game just to see how they play. They've been pretty good this year so far. They're 3-1. They're playing a 2-2 Chiefs team. And if the Jaguars are for real, this is a game that they play very competitively, perhaps win.
Mm-hmm.
If the Chiefs dismantle them, that might be positive thoughts for what happens next week. But yeah, certainly worth keeping an eye on.
The Buzz.
I am struggling. I tried to put these in order of the weirdest finishes in these games, but since I can't decide which upset was the most surprising in the NFL, I will start with the Las Vegas Raiders losing to the Colts. Not that it was surprising, just because it's really funny to realize Geno Smith threw two more interceptions. He is now leading the NFL with 9. He has 8 in their 3 losses. So congratulations to Geno Wilson.
Geno Wilson.
So good. The 34-point deficit matches the 10th worst loss in Raiders franchise history.
The Buzz.
The Baltimore Ravens losing to the Texans, maybe the worst. Also a 34-point blowout loss. The Texans, who are 1-4 now, the Texans just absolutely dominated the Ravens. It was really bad. In that game, your note of notes, Derrick Henry tied Hall of Fame running back Walter Payton for the 5th most touchdowns all time, 110 rushing touchdowns in his career.
Sweetness.
I don't know that the Ravens are completely out of it, but that was starting to feel like must-win territory. Their division still bad. The Bengals lose as well on the weekend. The Steelers are the best team in the division on a bye, but the Bengals look awful. The Browns lose across the pond to the Vikings, so you're still in it, I guess. And we talked about this last week. They have a lot of division games at the end of the year, so get your team healthy. You got all these guys missing on defense. You're obviously playing without Lamar Jackson, so that is a big one.
The Buzz.
The Giants, man, they look great. They put in Jackson Dart. They go out and get a win against the Chargers. They are humming. Nope. Saints get their first win of the year, 26-14 over the Giants. The Saints forced 5 turnovers, 3 for Jackson Dart alone, 2 interceptions, and a fumble in the loss. So rookies doing rookie things. It's, yes, Sam Darnold threw an interception to lose the game, but knowing that Russell Wilson is sitting on the bench in New York and knowing that Geno threw 2 more interceptions,
Geno Wilson
made me feel very good this weekend, so I guess at least I've got that.
The Buzz.
Kyler Murray called it How to Lose a Game 101, and he said it was possibly the worst loss of his career. But on the other side, Cam Ward got his first game-winning drive. The Titans get their first win of the year. It felt like maybe they had some things that they could grow on. They were down 21-6 in the fourth quarter. They end up winning 22-21. Congratulations, Tennessee Titans.
Well, look, if there's anybody that can teach a course on how to properly lose a ball game. It's the Arizona Cardinals. Although I'm not sure I would go with 101. I feel like they're more like graduate level.
Yeah, but they also win enough games that the second you start to believe in them, that's when they lose. And they always choose to lose the games that you expect them to win in a fashion like this. So yeah, if you were going to pick a team that looked okay, that you thought was going to be maybe a contender, you'd like to start believing in Kyler Murray as long as he's been there. Yeah, no. Titans come in. Get their first victory of the year.
The Buzz.
The first loss of the year for the Philadelphia Eagles. The Broncos rallied. A 14-point fourth-quarter deficit was erased, and they win 21-17. Bo Nix completed 9 of 10 and 126 yards in the fourth quarter. Starting to look more like the team that you thought the Broncos might be coming out of the preseason. Sean Payton was super high on Bo Nix and what they were going to do. There was a lot of hype around them. They started out of the gates pretty slow, and now they just beat the defending Super Bowl champions. Also worth noting, Sean Payton earned his 173rd career win, passing his mentor, Bill Parcells. So Sean Payton looks more and more like an old lady every time I see him on the sideline. Are you seeing the same thing that I am?
Has he got the John Bon Jovi syndrome?
Kind of. Eric Clapton had a lot of that too, where I went to see Eric Clapton live and I'm pretty sure that's my grandma. And then he pulled out the guitar and like, no, that's definitely not my grandma. But he's just definitely getting some of that. So kind of interesting. Do you have a pick for the weirdest result of the ones that I just listed? I mean, they were all just absolutely bizarre. Give you one more.
Buzz.
The Chargers. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that their offensive line is hurt. I know that they're beat up, but the Commanders get a convincing 27-10 victory, and the Chargers have now lost two in a row. It looks like things are going wrong there. The Commanders did get a lot of guys back, healthy pieces back. And then in that game, Keenan Allen became the fastest player in NFL history to reach 1,000 career receptions, 159 games. Feels like he's been around forever, but he's the fastest one to get to 1,000 catches. That means probably not that long, but doesn't it feel like he's been there forever?
Yeah. Well, and the Chargers,
I know he left to go to Chicago and came back, but it feels like he's been in the league really long time.
Chargers running back room getting pretty thin too. They'd already lost Najee Harris for the year, and now Omari and Hampton is going on injured reserve, so he'll miss at least 4 games.
Do you have a pick? Weirdest result from the NFL in a week of weird results?
I think maybe seeing the Broncos come back from a 14-point hole and beat the Eagles.
And the Eagles don't lose games like that.
No.
Well, I mean, they haven't looked great in all those games, but their defense has been solid. Their offense is kind of start and stop.
Yeah. We talked about this a little bit in the firm earlier, too, is the Eagles' offense becoming too predictable? Because
I thought we talked about this last week. Yeah. They ran a fake tush-push.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. But when they, I think it was Dan Orlovsky that tweeted it, when they line up in shotgun, they pass almost 80% of the time. When they line up under center, they run almost 85% of the time.
Okay.
That just seems like you're kind of, you know.
Yeah, but what happened to their defense?
You're tipping your pitches.
But what happened to their defense? Yeah, like, that's what really got me. Giving up a 14-point lead, or giving up 14 unanswered in the final frame seems a little shocking to me. So, all right. Well, there you have the Daily Buzz. Let's walk over to the George McCoy at Warren Allen Sports Desk to see what we missed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Monday on the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson. This is the Tape Don't Lie. Where Luke answers for the dumbest things he said last week.
Wasn't he the white Jordan?
He is black.
Good luck, man.
Thank you. I'm a genius.
cannot wait to watch it. One of the things that I love doing in the NFL is hate watching teams in my division go out and play. But man, if Purdy's not ready to go back, I think this is Rams all day.
Well, it turned out, whoops, yeah, turned out being the Rams almost all of the day.
Well, it was a great game.
Yes.
By,
but yeah, it was, you know,
and whoops,
that 49ers mash unit. Yeah, so what do you got to say for yourselves after the Niners lost, or I'm sorry, the Niners win in overtime?
I probably owe a bit of an apology to Kyle Shanahan, who just seems to keep figuring out how to make backup quarterbacks work. Mac Jones, who looks very competent and will probably have a job somewhere in the NFL. Sam Darnold went through that little training camp. Baker Mayfield went through the Sean McVay training camp and got his job and seems to be having some success. So Mac Jones may be next. There's some really good coaches in the NFC West. There just are. And they're Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan. And it has been very difficult to go up against them. And now you've got Mike McDonald, who seems like he's the real deal, but cannot figure out how to win at home. So it's not going to be fun down the stretch. Crazy thing about the 49ers and the Seahawks, you got them the first week and you get them the last week of the season. So watching these games now might not be a good predictor of what you're going to get at the end of the year,
right?
Because none of these guys might be playing, or all of these guys might be playing. But do not underestimate Kyle Shanahan. They figure out a way to win.
We'll go to the Sunday night game. Patriots at Bills. I assume we're all taking the Bills, Greg, unless you can give me a better reason for the Patriots to have a chance in this game.
There's no reason they have a chance.
Amen to that.
Greg wasn't wrong. We all thought there was no reason for them to have a chance. And then Jim carried that son of a gun and said, so you're telling me there's a chance.
Well, dude, I was so dismissive of the Patriots. And talk about good coaches. Mike Vrabel was always a good coach when he's with Tennessee. He obviously understands what it takes to win in this league. Drake May looks really good. The Bills, I think, are one of those teams that you look at the way that they played against Miami. And I did this where I just went, it's a Thursday night game. Don't worry about that. They're going to be fine. They never looked like they were going to be undefeated. But the one thing that was really impressive in that game was Stephon Diggs wasn't missed. Oh, we don't need that guy. He came back in and he showed what a superstar receiver can look like. 10 catches, 146 yards in his first time in Orchard Park since being traded. He looked pretty dang good.
I'm going to take the Jets in this one because it's a lot more fun to root against the Cowboys than it is to root for the Cowboys. It will probably end up being another tie if we're lucky, but who knows?
Well, yeah, the Jets did not win or tie.
They
fell 37-22. Although I do say, as much of the I like to poop on the Cowboys as much as anybody, but that uniform combo they have out there with the white helmets,
yeah, you like
I
that?
Do that look.
Do you?
I do. I like that look.
I don't think it looked as good as the all whites that Tampa Bay was wearing in the sunshine against the throwbacks that Seattle were wearing, but I'm okay with it. But I've never really loved the Cowboys, so that star in any form, you know, it's,
I get it.
Yeah. You know what those remind me of? They remind me of like a variation of the Cowboys cheerleaders. I don't know why every time I see those, the white and the white,
it's
makes
not a terrible thing to think about.
Didn't say it was, but for some reason, that's the first thing that I think of. But, you know, shouldn't that be the first thing we think of when we think of the Cowboys anyways? I want to apologize, to the Jets because you're terrible. Like that's the apology that I want. How's this for a stat?
Mm-hmm.
The Jets are the first team since 1933 when they started tracking this. They are the first team to have zero takeaways in their first five games.
Oh, that's not good.
It's real bad.
Yeah.
So yeah, they have, I pulled it up early. I think they've given the ball away like nine times or something, and they have zero takeaways. Remind me what Aaron Glenn's specialty was when he came over as head coach.
He would be Lions. Defense, Bob.
Yeah.
And apropos of nothing, my Jaguars, I believe, lead the NFL in takeaways.
They definitely do, but you know who leads the league in not giving the ball away?
What, the Chiefs?
The Chiefs.
Yeah.
Chiefs and the Eagles are tied with one turnover apiece. Well, something has to give tonight, right?
Right, exactly. So, something's got to give.
Yeah, well, let's see.
Did you make your picks last week?
Yes.
I don't think you made the sheet.
Oh, I didn't?
I don't think you actually finished it.
Oh.
So.
Oh, maybe I didn't hit submit.
That's right. So yeah. Shame on you. You also have to hit
submit. Yes. It's a very complicated process. Yeah. At the bottom, you have to do that.
Sometimes I just need to get banged over the head with a tack hammer.
Don't worry.
Boy, yeah, it'd be silly if you do something as stupid as not clicking the submit button on the weekly pick'em game. Right, Luke?
Yeah. Whoops. I pulled up the results this morning, wanted to check where everybody was at on the Monday Night Football. I'm like, where are my picks? I think I forgot to hit submit. We're doing them live on the air, because I always do mine live. I go through on the show as we're going.
Gotcha.
That way nobody can see my picks and forecast against me. And then when I do it live, then I do it. All I have to do, all you have to do, right at the bottom, there's a submit thing. And if one of your questions isn't filled out, it will tell you.
Yeah.
It will go, hey, that's not going to make it through because you didn't fill out all the questions or whatever it is. I tried to make this thing as simple as I possibly could to encourage participation, and I failed. So, yeah, I'm a dumb person. You are still dumb because you didn't do it either, but now we're dumb together.
Yes.
So I apologize to you, and I apologize to everybody that I'm not smart.
And more of me being dumb.
Perhaps it's because opposing defenses do not respect the Seahawks' rush offense because Geno Wilson keeps throwing the ball to the other team.
Geno Smith.
Well, I'm bound to say something stupid again.
Well, you said two things stupid.
Geno Smith.
Well, it's not Geno Smith there anymore. It's Sam Darnold.
Okay, great. God bless America. Are we done yet?
No, we're not.
Yeah, plenty of fodder for Monday's show now, huh?
Hey, you listen. If you can't trust in Geno Wilson to get the job done, who can you trust?
I'm going to go home and drink heavily.
I was sitting next to my brother at the Mariners game, and the Seahawks had just lost. I walked across the stadium to watch the other game, and the entire time he's like, I can't believe Geno Wilson threw that pick, referring to Sam Darnold.
Mm-hmm.
So now,
yeah,
in my heart.
Yeah.
And in the hearts of my family, we look at Sam Darnold, and if he makes a bad play, it's a Geno Wilson. So it's great. It was a misspeak.
Yeah,
but it was really funny. We actually it carried through the weekend. So I want to thank you for that. So you don't have to apologize.
Yeah.
We all make mistakes. I mean, could you imagine going on to a professional broadcast and not being perfect?
Well, Baker Mayfield also did it without his number one wide receiver, Mike Evans. And you got to give credit to this rookie sensation wide receiver out of Ohio State, Emeka Egbigbu, going for over 100 yards. Emeka Ebuka. I'm getting confused.
There you
going
go.
Lights out once again, Emeka Egbigbu.
What, one more time, Gronk? What was that?
Emeka Egbigbu.
Yeah. So Geno Wilson, listen, you get your wires crossed sometimes.
Which one is that one worse, or is this from Mad Dog?
Olives of Olave, Chris Olave.
He got there.
Emeka Egbigbu.
Olives of Olave, Chris Olave.
We come on here and we try to say words.
Yeah.
You may have had the wrong name.
Yes.
Didn't pair the right first name with the right last name, and even the guy that you thought you were trying to say that you didn't say correctly didn't match up with the guy who's actually there.
Yeah, my dumb took the cake last week, but at least it was a two-layer cake.
And you pronounced it correctly.
I mean, there we go.
We can all picture somebody named Geno Wilson that throws interceptions and gets sacked a lot for the Seattle Seahawks. I think it's a great amalgam of what the last 10 years prior to this season were as a Seahawks fan. So it works. It works just fine for me. All right. That is every Monday. We look back and usually find the dumbest things that I say.
Randy Arizonoza.
Occasionally, Jeff Rust is happy to join us. There's plenty of them. We can go through all of the mispronunciations that exist. Anyways, we need to move on to one more for the road. We do it. This is the Fan Happy Hour on 105.1 and the Fan Sports Network.
Relax, hot shot.
Welcome back to the Fan Happy Hour. We're about to wrap things up.
Maybe you guys like what I have so far?
Wicked woman, cool creams and misters. You got a cool spell on me.
Let's grab one more for the road.
Come on, everybody. Everything's smooth.
Here's Luke Anderson.
All right, Mr. Rust, if you take a look at the text toy and the YouTube chats, what are people saying?
Greg Andrew, our most recent pick'em winner.
Yeah.
Another tidbit about the Sanchez incident is that it appears he's built up a tolerance for pepper spray.
Is this an actual thing?
No, he got pepper sprayed in it.
I knew that.
Charging, but yes, that's, yeah, that's called a joke.
Well, I
mean, Luke,
hey, dude, this whole thing, nothing would surprise me.
Yeah.
He's certainly working on building up a tolerance for it. No, but he did get pepper sprayed and kept coming going at the guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how alcohol affects your pepper spray tolerance, I suppose, but that it's the whole thing. It's just bonkers.
Yes, it is bonkers. Joel S. coming in on the YouTubes as well. So Naylor taking two personal days off, including yesterday where he seemed checked out.
Well, that's what I made that joke earlier. Right. Yeah. He did not have a big moment in the first couple games. And then I think he had the error that ended up leading to the tying double down the line. So yeah, not a great.
And then coming in on the text line, don't worry, Geno is not playing for anybody, especially the Raiders.
Hey-oh. Yeah. I love that it's a Pete Carroll marriage, and he just tried to rebuild the same team that he had. He's like, let's get the running back that most resembles, what I ideally would like in the backfield. I'll get my old quarterback, and we'll just go and kind of rumble through things. That's a reason you got let go in Seattle. Dude, come on. Yeah. One for the road! All right, today it's actually three for the road. If I could give you just one thing to watch, is NFL still king? Are you at all intrigued by a couple of game twos in the National League Divisional Series?
I think the television should be busy this evening.
Amen to that. Yeah. So 3:08 is first pitch. The Dodgers at the Phillies. The Dodgers lead in that series 1-0. They got the 5-3 victory on Saturday. The next game on your docket, 5:15 ESPN ABC, you're going to have the Chiefs at the Jaguars. I mean, after the slow start for the Chiefs, it'll be interesting to see what they can do to kind of get the season back on track. And it feels like the Jacksonville Jaguars are a get-right game, but they're 3-1 right now. I mean, the Chiefs have beaten them, I think, 8 straight times. Mm-hmm. They own the record head-to-head, especially with Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid. So feels like something that should be great. But if the Jaguars are for real, which a couple years ago felt like they were on the right trajectory, last year was a huge disappointment. They get Liam Cohen out there, and he's ready to fight opposing coaches. So I like his chutzpah.
Yeah.
You're the Jags guy. What's your thought?
I think what's nice to see is that even with an offensive coach coming in, is how much arse their defense is kicking.
Yeah.
So if we can get Cohen to kind of help turn around Trevor Lawrence in some of the same mold that he did with Baker Mayfield, look out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think so. Yeah. I mean, the quarterback whisperer, Trevor Lawrence, certainly has all of the tools to be a great quarterback. I mean, even more so than Baker. I know they're both top picks, but it felt like Trevor Lawrence was ascending.
Yeah. Last year was rough because he wasn't really healthy
last
half of the season or so.
I get that. But he's still got those beautiful locks. So, yeah
right.
You've got most turnovers in the league. They've forced 11, I believe that I have. They've been really good, but like I said, the Chiefs have rarely turned the ball over. And starting to see the pieces kind of fit for Pat Mahomes, so that's always kind of a danger. That should be a great one. And then your final matchup for today is going to be the Cubs at the Brewers. The Brewers dominated that first game. They're going to go with an opener today, so they'll kind of do the full bullpen game and do that and see if it works. But man, if you get that kind of run support, who cares?
Yeah, and that seemed Milwaukee Eastern Time Zone, yes.
I mean,
but they got the late game. Is that what you're saying?
But the other game's in Philadelphia, so if you're stacking them up,
right,
you're gonna kind of do it that
like
way.
So that's like a 9 o'clock local start time.
Yeah, is Milwaukee Central or is it Eastern?
I can't remember if they're Central or Eastern.
Well, that would probably
feel like they're Eastern, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, so it'd be 8:08 if it's a Central time zone. Mm-hmm. Let's take
also a heck of a Hawaiian restaurant.
Amen to that. I mean, if you've ever met or talked to Marcus, he would strongly recommend it. So I can tell you that much.
Hooey ho.
Exactly. So who knows what's going to happen in these series. You've got the Yankees are in an 0-2 hole to the Blue Jays, whether or not these things get tied up. But it should be another great week of baseball. Mm-hmm. It's been really exciting. But the one that gets me is the way that the rest of the NFL weekend went. I don't know if I'd be surprised by anything that happens tonight.
I mean,
it's been absolutely bananas all weekend. It feels like you had a grasp on what you thought was going to happen. You knew who was good. You knew who was bad.
Right? We thought.
And it felt like there were a lot of lopsided matchups.
Yeah.
So I think the natural tendency seems to be go Chiefs with this, but
Yeah.
I mean, the Jags could do it, and then they have to keep pace with the Colts.
Yeah.
Just running away with things.
That's why they play the game.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to be hooked on it. I'll be bouncing back and forth between those three games. It should be a fun one. So whatever happens, we'll have to leave it to Schultzy to talk about it tomorrow. So he's going to be filling in tomorrow and Wednesday. I'll be back on Thursday with Mr. Rust. So thank you, everybody, for listening today. Thank you, Mr. Rust. And as always, thank you, Isaac Ropp. And thank you, Geno Wilson. We're all done for now. Bye-bye.
Come on.
Imika
always
et Begbo.
Look on the right side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
Duval.
One in. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.